You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. We'll be talking with Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press, covers the Lions in about 15 minutes, talking about the Combine, collective bargaining agreement, and where the Detroit Lions might go with this draft from what he saw while he was at the Combine. But I want to stick with what we've been talking about, because I just got to tell you, man, this really rubbed me the wrong way, this article. Okay, I read this, and you see the headline and the way it says, like, coaches not doing what they should be doing, and so on and so forth. And you read the wording of it, and it makes me really angry for two reasons. One, just the journalistic integrity to not take the statistics that you found and write an article based on that rather than your biases. And the second is trying to take advantage of the reader and just word it in a way that it makes it sound more dramatic than it really is.
Well, you put it perfectly to me this morning before the show started, because you were fired up about this.
I was very, you know what, if Michigan State game wasn't today, I probably would have led with that, because it really rubbed me that wrong.
And like, I read the article, and I sent you the link earlier in the week, and it was the cover story for SI. Like, I got it on Thursday, and that is the cover. And you explained it to me of, it's like they got the funding for the story back whenever they started, 6 months ago. They knew they were going to do this story. They thought, we have something here. We can find something. They went through, did their research, got their numbers, and then it didn't come out how they thought it would, but they still had to go through with the story.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is, a responsible journalist and a responsible news organization would have looked at those statistics and said, look, I think this is great investigative reporting you've done. I think these are fantastic numbers, but we need to change the angle of this story. We need to look at this and say, this is not bad news for college football. This is good news for college football. The fact that of 2,800 people, okay, only 56 had serious charges against them, that's a good thing. When you look at the fact that so many people think that college football doesn't care about the types of players that they recruit.
It's all about getting it to say what you want it to say. And it's kind of close to the same, but not quite, of you always hear, oh, well, that quote was taken out of context. Something where you want to use something, and let's face it, you and I, we have the ability, if we wanted to put something together after the fact, of like, we make rejoins for the top of the hour, where we use old clips. Now, I don't mess with them very much. I'll edit them some, but you can make somebody say whatever you want. Exactly. And that's the same thing that they're able to do with these numbers. They're able to put them in a different light and show them in different ways.
It's all about the way you name those statistics. Okay, when you say 277, it sounds better than 9%. Okay, when you say 56 of those 277 people, that sounds better than only 21%. And things of that nature. When you say 105 drug and alcohol offenses, and some of those were DUI and drug possessions, that sounds better than saying 105 drug and alcohol crimes, and two of those were a DUI.
And all of those are taken from just the people, not the whole sample of all the players from the top 25, those smaller percentages of the alcohol related. That's taken from the 227 that they originally found had a record.
Yep.
So they're using the numbers to show what they want.
And like I said, the most angering part about about this article was the fact that they have no evidence or no stories about what is going on with those 277 players now that they are in college. None. Which tells me that they didn't find out what they thought they were going to find out. They ended up finding out that these kids turned it around, or didn't really need to turn it around, because they got an MIP at a party and they were pretty good kids to start with. And so to me, that was very irresponsible. I mean, you can look at stuff and slander. I'll give you a great example. I read an article this morning, and the first time I read it was by Jay Samuelson in the Detroit Free Press talking about the Michigan game. And the first time I read it through, I thought it said that Michigan, if Michigan wins this game, that means that they've closed the gap. I thought that's what it said. Okay, and that was going to be the way my argument went anyway. And so I started writing my monologue around that. And then I reread it and I said, you know what? That's not what this article is saying. In fact, this article is just saying that this makes them in the talk to be a better program. And I didn't realize that the first time. Now, I had already put in the work to the monologue and said, oh, I'm going to rip this guy apart. And then I said, nope, I reread it. It's not correct. I would be wrong if I said that. And so I redid it. I didn't get lazy and say, well, I've already done this much work. I might as well just go ahead and talk about it. That's what Sports Illustrated did. But they did it on a much higher level because now they have tarnished 25 college football programs. They've tarnished 25 coaches, 25 universities, all because they did the research and realized that they didn't find what they wanted to find. Like I said, this quote right here. Of the 25 schools, only Virginia Tech did any type of background checks on admitted students. Scott, what does admitted student mean?
It means you already got in.
It means you already got in, which means you went through the background check process. It's called a college application.
Says right on there, have you committed any felonies?
So to expect college football teams to do a background check after they're in school is ridiculous to think about. Yet Sports Illustrated decided to say that, so it sounded like these teams were being irresponsible. And that makes me very, very angry. It puts a bad name to any writer. Okay, it puts a bad name to any person that's covering sports now because people have to start watching out for this type of thing. I do wonder when I read this, how many people just read it nonchalantly and caught this stuff? Or they read it and went, wow, yeah, that is kind of interesting because the way they said it. It just makes me so angry that they thought they could get away with it and they thought they could pull it past their readers that this was big news. I mean,
you going to be able to relax for Dave Burkett coming up here?
I think so. You know, I mean, you know what'll be good about Dave Burkett is we can talk a lot about the collective bargaining agreement, which I still don't know how I feel about the collective bargaining agreement.
Neither do they.
You know, Bill Simmons wrote a really good article that I encourage listeners to read, and he basically... What I always like about Bill Simmons is that he finds a way to explain stuff so that even dumb people like me can get what he's talking about and can relate to it. And I encourage you to read it. It gives you sort of a parallel for what this whole situation is like. And in his opinion, the owners are at fault. I'm not sure who's at fault at this point. Maybe Dave Burkett does from Detroit Free Press. We'll talk to him next. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.